News, I'm Darren Copeland. Renewed violence in Liberia prompted the Secretary General of the United Nations to urge the U.S. to act. Kofi Annan told reporters at the U.N. the U.S. should deploy troops before it's too late. He also said if the rebels who are trying to overthrow Liberian President Charles Taylor seize power, they won't be recognized by the international community. He described the situation in Liberia as poised between hope and disaster. A New Hampshire man suspected of murdering his two missing children has been indicted by a grand jury. The Attorney General's office in Concord says Manuel Gehring faces two counts of first-degree murder with a firearm. His son and daughter were last seen on the 4th of July, and police believe Gehring murdered them during a cross-country trek, dumping their bodies somewhere in the Midwest. He was arrested in California and later waived extradition. He was supposed to have been returned to New Hampshire last week, but wasn't. Authorities would not say where Gehring is now. FBI agents and New Hampshire police have conducted searches for the children's bodies in Illinois and Indiana, but so far no remains have been found. Gehring is expected to be flown back to New Hampshire tomorrow. He will either be arraigned tomorrow afternoon or on Wednesday. Gehring will also face charges of interfering with custody.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Former POW Jessica Lynch returns tomorrow to her West Virginia home. Rosemary Donaldson is familiar with Jessica's family and says those who recently visited her at the Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C., say she was in good spirits despite still having to use a walker.
Right now she throws her walker out in front of her and then she takes like three or four. She pulls herself to it. So she's really trying really hard.
Donaldson says despite Lynch becoming the center of a media storm, she has remained very down to earth. She says Lynch asked for Reese's peanut butter cups when her visitors arrived and also wanted to know about the local news in her hometown of Palestine. Donaldson also says that Lynch is nervous about the homecoming and doesn't want a big celebration right now. Lynch is due home in Palestine, West Virginia, tomorrow. The first Chinese-American governor will not throw his political hat into the ring a third time around. Washington State Governor Gary Locke has decided not to seek a third term. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. Although Locke points out that it is important for him to be Washington governor, he says it's equally important to be a good father. Locke has two young children. His second four-year term ends in January of 2005. Locke was elected governor in 1996.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
A potential return of silicone breast implants for cosmetic surgery purposes is raising concerns among some groups. The National Organization for Women, Public Citizen, and others are urging federal drug regulators to postpone reviewing any applications until longer studies are completed. Current data apparently only covers 2 years, and these groups argue that most problems don't appear for several years after implantation. In 1992, silicone implants were pulled from the U.S. market, except for reconstructive purposes, amid a controversy they might cause chronic health problems. However, the Food and Drug Administration has received at least one request from a company looking to sell them for both reconstructive and aesthetic reasons. Stocks slumped today after some disappointing profit reports sparked a selling spree. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 91 points to 9096. The Nasdaq dropped 27 to 1681. The S&P 500 lost 14 to finish at 978. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember Bill Cosby's classic comedy routine called What is Air? Funny. But the potential danger of airbags to children is no laughing matter. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
The lives airbags save give us something to smile about, but risk of injury to children has been a concern. Now, NEC's Seat Sentry may make that a worry of the past. Based on electric field sensing technology, this system uses very low-level electric fields to detect the presence of a body as well as its height and proximity to the airbag, then prevents deployment when that body is too small or too close. Kudos to Seat Sentry for its performance in saving children's lives. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Hey, gang, that's me, Curtis Ellis, here with you for the next few hours. It is so great to be here again. Here, crowded around the warm radio, let's huddle together and share our thoughts. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. Man, I just came from a great movie. I just saw Seabiscuit. Seabiscuit is the movie. Gang, this is fantastic. When it opens, you got to run out and see this one. It's about that little horse that could, that little racehorse, Seabiscuit, that beat the big, rich, elitist horse, War Admiral. War Admiral had the best breeding and the best blood, and he won all the races. And little Seabiscuit, he was the ne'er-do-well horse. He was cast off. Nobody wanted him. They counted him out. He was little. He was ugly. He was owned by some car dealer from California, and he went and he beat the rich elitist horse from the East Coast. Man, this is a great movie. Jeff Bridges is in it, and Tobey Maguire plays the jockey that could never get it right. He always gets beat up, and he's broken, but he doesn't stop. And Jeff Bridges says, the little guy, Seabiscuit is like the little guy. And when that little guy doesn't know he's little, he can do big things. Seabiscuit went and did all this in the depths of the Depression. In the depths of the Depression, when America was down and out, when half of the workforce was laid off, and all of the American men and women were out of work, and they were beaten down, but they didn't let it stop them. They came back, and they came back stronger than ever and did great things. And this movie, man, I tell you, I'm fired up. I am fired up by this movie, and we are going to do it. We are going to do it tonight. We are going to save democracy. That's what I want to do with you tonight. I will be your fearless leader, but I'm counting on you guys to back me up. I don't care if that guy in the White House has the rich elitists and the huge corporations giving him $7 million per minute when he goes out. We are going to fill up the cheap seats and take this country back. We're going to do it from the cheap seats. That's how we're going to do it. That's just the way Seabiscuit did it, and that's the way we're going to do it tonight. And I have a plan. Yay. I have a plan, and I'm going to share it with you. And I want to hear what you think of my plan. And I want to hear if you are ready to sign on to my great crusade to feed the voters. forget about Sally Struthers and feeding the children and saving the children over there in Zimbabwe or Zambia or Zanzibar or some Z country. I don't care about the Z country. I care about the A country right now. That's America. We got to care about America first, and we got to feed the voters in America. Because, you know, half the people in this country don't even vote. That's right. So, like, when they talk about, some people talk about one side's overwhelming majority, which is ridiculous because the guy in the White House got there by losing the election. But that's a whole other story, which we can talk about some other time or later. But when we talk about the people who get the votes in this country, whoever gets the most votes is still outnumbered by the people who never did vote. So if we can just get a few people to vote, a few more people to vote, get them inspired to vote, get them on the voter registration rolls and get them voting, why, we can just take back this country from all those conspirators, all of those market research strategists, campaign consultants who are trying to keep people from voting so they can manipulate that small number of people who do vote, and they can market research them to death and focus group them to death and wear bad toupees while they do it. Now, we can just throw all that hooey out the window, all those experts who always seem to get it wrong. These are the experts who told us that the Soviet Union was a gigantic threat, even though it came apart like a rotten T-shirt. These are the experts who told us that Iraq was going to be a cakewalk when it turned into a shooting gallery. All these experts who told us that Al Gore was going to lose when actually he won. Well, we can get rid of all these experts if we can just get some people to vote. Get them registered and get them voting. And I have the plan to do it. And we are going to do it tonight. I say, feed the voters. I say we go into the places where people are not registered to vote, and most of that's like rural places or inner cities where people are poor. The poor people aren't voting because they perceive, correctly so, that all of these candidates are the candidates of the rich elitist corporations who don't give a darn about them. So I say we go into those precincts where people are not registered to vote, and tell them, if you register to vote, if you come down here and fill out this voter registration card, you will go home with a bag of groceries. That is my plan. Feed the voters, feed democracy. Because you see, the way to a man and a woman's heart is through the stomach. I mean, how many times have you taken a beautiful blonde to dinner? And you know where you really wanted to get. You didn't want to get to her stomach, or if you did, it wasn't through her mouth. But that's another story. You always use food to get what you want. The Reagan campaign fed the journalists very well. They used to have lobster buffets for the traveling press corps, and that way they got good coverage. Ronald Reagan, when he ran for president in 1980, was feeding the media. And there is nothing you want to do less than get between a reporter and a free meal. You will just get rolled right over. You will be trampled like some soccer hooligan riot in the United Kingdom or some awful place like that. No, you do not want to get between a reporter and free food. So what I say, let us give free food to the poor people who are not voting, or even to the rich people who aren't voting. Maybe you know some people out there who are not voting and they don't happen to be poor. I say give them an incentive to register to vote. After they're registered, well, then somebody's going to have to give them an incentive to cast that vote for a particular candidate, which we cannot give them food to do that. That is illegal. That is against the law. And my license to broadcast prohibits me from encouraging people to do illegal things. I am not like one of those radio DJs who will encourage people to have sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral as some cheap radio stunt. No, this is not a cheap radio stunt. I am serious here about giving people food to register to vote. We will boost the voter registration rolls. We will have a huge number of new potential voters, and we can prove all of the experts wrong. Now, I am not just talking about this to you. I spoke to a very famous person who happens to own his own food company. I ran into him the other night when I was out at a swanky swish party here in Manhattan, and I'm going to play the tape. And you will hear what I'm talking about.
People for the American Way having their big whoop-de-do tonight, and I'm with Paul Newman. We want to get people to vote. We want to get people to register to vote. Why not go into the poorest precincts? These are the people who are least likely to vote or register. Give them a bag of groceries if they show us their voter registration card. Very simple. What do you think?
Yes.
Now, would Newman's own, would you donate some, like, popcorn?
You bet you we donate anything you guys want.
Really?
Yeah, but you can't eat a lot of spaghetti sauce and salad dressing. You need victuals with some nourishment in it.
That's right, and they also need food for the brain. I mean, you can't live on popcorn alone.
No.
You can't live on Newman's own alone.
Oh.
So there you have it. Paul Newman. No less than Paul Newman is donating food to my Feed the Voters program. But you may have noticed, Paul Newman pointed out, correctly so, that spaghetti sauce, Newman's own spaghetti sauce, and Newman's own salad dressing, and Newman's own popcorn, and even his Fig Newtons, will not be enough. So I'm asking you, dear listeners, I'm asking you to call in now, 800-825-5937, and tell me, what will you do, what will you donate to get people to register to vote and participate in our healthy democracy? We can't have a healthy democracy unless it's a well-fed democracy. That's what I say. And what do you say? What are you willing to do to get people to vote? Now, you must have a favorite recipe. You must have a favorite recipe. Maybe you've got some good meatballs that you will cook up and donate to my Feed Democracy program. The next step is I'm going to go on meetup.com, and we will set up meetings across the country where people who are interested in this program can get together and figure out how to do it, because there are some key states. I've been talking to Jesse Jackson's people, and they say Louisiana is a state that is in play. Ohio, down in rural Ohio, if we get there, we can move that state in the right direction. Pennsylvania, there is a big program underway right now to get people registered to vote in Pennsylvania. I'm sure you folks out there, you live all across the country. So I want to know if you are ready to do something, if you are ready to put your food where your mouth is. Because I tell you, I filled in here the other night. I was on this show the other night taking your calls. It was right after that MoveOn.org primary. And I heard how everybody wants Dennis Kucinich, or they want John Kerry, or they want Howard Dean to be president. Well, and I always hear everybody talking about how much they hate George Bush. Well, I want to know if you are ready to do something about it. We can't just complain about George Bush. We've got to do something positive, gang. We can get together and do something. And I say, let's have a little picnic and feed people. That's the way they used to do it in the old days. Man, they used to hand out free beer and hot dogs and have a big political rally. And let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to the roots. Let's get out there and give people food, encourage them to vote, and then keep feeding them, bring them back every week, have them bring their friends in, register their friends, and then the both of them go home with a bunch of food. But we can't do it alone. We can't rely on Paul Newman to do it. Now, if you think this is some crackpot scheme, you can call me and tell me that. Or, of course, you can send me email, fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. That's the email address, and the phone number is 1-800-825-5937. I am Curtis Ellis, here on a crusade to feed the voters so we have a healthy, well-fed democracy in America. So stay tuned. There's more to come with your recipes.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Yeah, gang, are you ready to pledge a pig's foot and a bottle of beer to get someone to vote? Are you ready to do that? Or maybe a reefer and a gang of gin? That'll get Bessie voting. My name is Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. I am taking pledges. We are having a nationwide potluck. If we put our food together, as well as our heads, we can get more people voting. And I want to hear what Don in Pontiac, Michigan, what are you ready to pledge to get people to vote?
Oh, whatever I possibly could, but I have another question.
Okay.
This group.
I know everything. You can ask me anything you want.
Great. This group, this gang came together after losing the election. What really makes you think that even if they lose the after they lose the next one, they'll give up power?
Because we're going to be out in the streets with pitchforks. If they try to outwit the will of the people, they're going to be stomped because there are more people in the cheap seats than in the skyboxes. That's what I say.
I hope you're right, but I fear that the sheep of America will probably accept a suspension of the election or some shenanigans like the Supreme Court did the last time. And
well,
it's there. That's my fear.
Are you ready to pledge some food? Are you ready to pledge some food to get people to register to vote? That's what I want to know.
Sure.
Will you come down with a pig's foot and a bottle of beer or maybe some meatballs for that spaghetti sauce that Paul Newman is willing to donate? Are you willing to get some of those poor people who ain't voting, who don't have jobs, who don't have enough food to put on their family? Since George Bush won't put food on their family, it's up to us to put food on their family, and then they're going to know where to vote. What will you pledge? Have you been struck dumb?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that will work.
Why not?
I mean, they sent people to the polls in Florida, and poor people, and they said, this is the wrong day.
Well, that's right. I know. We're going to have poll watchers, too. I've thought of this. I'm glad you brought that up, because this is the other part of my plan. You know that there are millions of people here in this country that are not allowed to vote because they've been convicted of felonies. And then there's millions of more who have not even been convicted of felonies, but have similar names to those who have been convicted of felonies, and they have been purged from the voting rolls. And this is a very big, that's how George Bush won in Florida, because they wouldn't let people who were allowed to vote, they wouldn't let them vote. So what I say, they stole it, yeah.
He didn't win it. He stole it. I think
that's right.
Words.
Well, he won the White House. He is in the White House. He got there because, well, that's a whole other discussion.
Because of a judicial coup d'etat.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I say that we have to have poll watchers as well. You know, Judge Rehnquist, William Rehnquist, used to be a poll watcher. He used to sit down in Phoenix, and he used to prevent black people from voting by asking him trick questions and telling them they couldn't vote unless they interpreted Section 3, Clause 27 of the U.S. Constitution. So I say we should get Tyrone and Preston and all these people who aren't allowed to vote because they've done time in Cold Stony, we should get them down as poll watchers to make sure that they don't pull these shenanigans again. So that even if you are not allowed to vote, they can still participate in the electoral process by guarding the polling places and making sure that there aren't any funny people out there trying to deny the rightful right of people to vote. But you're absolutely right, Don, that these people are not going to go easily. They are going to have to be, they're going to be chastised and disciplined. We're going to have serious chastisement and discipline on these people in order for them to go quietly from the White House and from the levers of power to leave those levers alone.
These guys are going to leave the White House is through a Jeffersonian action.
Through Jeffersonian action.
Right. As Jefferson said, there should be a rebellion in the streets every 20 years.
Oh, my God. Well, I think we're due for that. And thank you for your call, Don. My number is 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. This is our Food for Democracy drive. We're going to have a healthy democracy by feeding voters, by feeding those people who register to vote. What do you think?
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The countdown's officially begun for a strike at Verizon Communications. 80,000 workers represented by two unions have overwhelmingly approved a strike to begin August 2nd unless a new contract is hammered out before then. The company and unions are far apart on several issues. One of the most contentious is Verizon's demand that it have the flexibility to reassign workers at will. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and Communications Workers of America both suspect Verizon would use this new power to stack most of its East Coast workforce in states with the lowest wage and weakest labor laws. Verizon and the unions begin bargaining today in New York.
Talks between the United Auto Workers and the Big Three car makers are barely underway, and things are already getting ugly. Last weekend, Ford Motor Company announced it'll lay off as many as 2,000 white-collar employees in a bid to cut costs, suggesting it'll also push its blue-collar workers for major concessions at the bargaining table. Meanwhile, General Motors announced it will hold on to $13 billion in cash it raised recently through the sale of corporate bonds. The money was supposed to help shore up GM's woefully underfunded pension fund, but now the automaker says it'll retain the money until contract talks are completed. The company denies it's holding on to the cash as leverage against a strike.
A federal judge in Kentucky has tossed out a $10 billion lawsuit filed on behalf of 10,000 workers at the U.S. government's uranium enrichment plant in Paducah. Some of the workers are dead. Many are dying due to what they say was unlawful exposure to radioactive toxins during their work at the plant. But while Judge Joseph McKinley sympathizes with those who are suffering, federal law gives the plant and its former operators, Lockheed Martin and Union Carbide, special immunity from such suits. The dismissal is already on appeal.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
His frankfurters are all so sweet. How I like his sausage meat. I can't do without my kitchen man.
Yeah, gang, this is Curtis Ellis here. We're going to feed the voters. Are you ready to pledge your frankfurter? Will you put your sausage meat where your mouth is? Will you donate food to my voter registration drive? Paul Newman has said he will. In fact, we're going to hear him right now. This is what Paul Newman told me.
I'm with Paul Newman. We want to get people to vote. We want to get people to register to vote. Why not go into the poorest precincts? These are the people who are least likely to vote or register. Give them a bag of groceries if they show us their voter registration card. Very simple. What do you think?
Yes.
Now, would Newman's own, would you donate some, like, popcorn?
You bet you we donate anything you guys want.
Really?
Yeah, but you can't eat a lot of spaghetti sauce and salad dressing. You need victuals with some nourishment in it.
That's yeah, there you go. You got to have victuals with nourishment in it. That's from Paul Newman, old Blue Eyes himself. So I want to know if you are ready to donate some of those victuals. I need your sausage meat to put into that spaghetti sauce. Are you ready to donate? 1-800-825-5937. We're going to find out what Jeff from Pittsburgh, if he's going to put his frankfurters where his mouth is. What do you think of my plan, Jeff?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay,
fact,
what do you...
I just turned 50, and this will be the first presidential election I ever vote in.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to give you a bag of groceries?
No, I have already registered.
Oh, okay. And, well, you're still eligible.
Yeah, but just to throw a little history into it, I stayed away
Please
from
do.
Politics for a long time just because I knew how dishonest it was.
Mm-hmm. It's a dirty business, dirty, dirty business.
Yep. And this year, when they decided to go to Iraq, I said no more. So I'm going to do everything I can. And I can cook you up a couple of gallons of chicken soup.
Hey, all right, chicken soup for democracy. You know, the chicken soup cures all ills, and we got a sick democracy right now. I tell you,
absolutely,
very sick democracy. So Jeff is down for some chicken soup. This is great. Now, I understand that there is a big voter registration drive underway in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. They want to register 100,000 people to vote there because Pennsylvania happens to be a very important swing state. It went into the blue column in the last election, but very barely, and George Bush is trying to get it over into his column for this next election. So it's going to be very critical that we get all those chicken soup slurping non-voters registered to vote and get them to vote the right way. That's up to somebody else. I'm just now trying to get people registered, and
well,
I think we can do it. Yeah. So now you never voted before.
Nope.
Not in any election.
No.
Was it because back in the wild and crazy 1960s, everybody said there's no difference between these two people and you're just encouraging them by voting, or what?
Pretty much that was it. And when Nixon came around, it was like, oh, God, we can't do any worse than this. But I've seen us get worse.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Jeff. That is very encouraging. So here we have one new voter. I didn't even have to give him some victuals, but he's going to provide some for some other people. Now, if you bring a friend down and register them to vote, you can both go home with some Paul Newman spaghetti sauce. The way this works, by the way, you don't have to go down to City Hall anymore to register. You can, on the Internet, you can get a voter registration card, which is perfectly legal. You can print it out on your home computer, and you can register yourself or anybody else with that. So, you know, back in the old days when there was that famous scene of Sheriff Jim Clark down in Selma, Alabama, kicking people off of the courthouse steps when they came to register to vote, and he would beat them over the head with his nightstick because he didn't want them registering to vote. He didn't want them black people registering to vote down in Selma. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. You don't have to go to Jim Clark's courthouse to register to vote. You can do it right at our own little soup kitchen, our chicken soup kitchen. So, now, Justin in Memphis, I want to know, Justin, if you are ready to put your frankfurter where your mouth is, or maybe your meatballs where your mouth is, are you ready to sign up for my voter registration drive, Food for Democracy?
You know, I have no problem with doing that. I just have a couple questions.
Okay.
First of all, that is an interesting idea, and it's something I would want to do here locally in Memphis. But,
I love Memphis, by the way. I love Memphis. Where do you live in Memphis?
I'm so glad you do. I live in the Midtown area.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You got that little coffee shop with live music down there. I've been down there. I can't remember the name of it. Yeah.
Well, we have a few now.
Yeah.
There's Otherlands. There's Java Cabana. There's quite a few places.
Yeah, and Wild Bill's Saloon is one of my favorite places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. But yeah, and we actually have a very good, in our county, we have about 584,000 people registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually pretty good for the amount of people that live here. However, there's always more people you can register to vote. And I would like to do that. And what I was wondering is, I wonder how legal it is if I could do something with literature or something like that, as far as candidates or whatever, plus the voter registration drive, and if you register to vote, you can get such and such. Is that?
What do you mean, such and such? What
well,
do you want to give?
Like
you want to give them a reefer and a gang of gin, like Bessie Smith is calling for here? No, what are you talking about? When you talk
no,
about
like the groceries you're referring to and things like that. Is that
yeah, thing? Yeah. You can give them your campaign literature as well.
That's what I want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. See, I think we have to tell people and show people that politics is all about putting food on the table. See, back in the days, everybody knew that politics was about economics.
Exactly.
You know, that's what communism was about. Communism was simply politics and economics merged into one. But even aside from communism, back in the 19th century, all them poor dirt farmers out in the Middle West, they knew that they had to take on the big economic interests in the East if they wanted to get a good price for their crops that they were growing. They knew that politics was all about economics. And economics is all about home economics. And home economics is how you learn to cook when you go to school, unless they got rid of all those courses because they're laying off teachers now because they don't have any money to pay them because we're spending $1 billion a week in Iraq. But,
oh, yeah, they've definitely done away with that. Well, personally, I am the chairman here of the Midtown Democratic Club, and
oh, really?
And we are in our midst of endorsement process, and then that's what I want to do is once we have endorsed a candidate, I would like to go out and do a voter registration drive with the campaign literature and stuff like that. So I wanted to see how. You know, how legal that is, I don't know.
I'll tell you, because I talked to Congressman Jerry Nadler about this as well. Jerry Nadler, he's a congressman, a Democratic congressman from New York.
Right.
Big fat
very
guy.
Familiar with him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, big fat guy. Nice guy, very nice guy. And he's an old-time, old-line Democratic kind of guy. And I was talking to him about this, and he said, now, you cannot give people any incentive to vote. If you even give them a Vic pen, you can be arrested. You cannot give people any kind of beer or whiskey or pig's foot and a bottle of beer or a reefer and a gang of gin. Nothing. You can't give them any kind of margaritas or anything. Not even a pen or a T-shirt to vote. However, you are allowed to give them stuff to register to vote. There is nothing illegal about registering people to vote.
Okay.
We can give them incentives.
And we could just happen to have our literature there that they could look at.
And you're allowed to give people, of course. Now, as long as you don't do it at the polling place, you know,
right, exactly.
if you don't do it on election night, you do it a few months ahead of election night.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those laws.
Yeah, I had the Rainbow Push people look into this because I ran into Jesse Jackson someplace and I ran this by him and then he immediately loved the idea and then he immediately told me to talk to somebody else in his vast organization. And so I talked to their half-vast lawyer and he told me that it's perfectly legal as long as you don't give people stuff to vote.
Right.
Now you can do things to register them. Justin, I would really like you to drop me an email at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. That way we can stay in touch and I can put you in, you know, because I love Memphis. I spent a lot of time down in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got friends down in Holly Springs, Mississippi. And I think Memphis is a great place. And Tennessee is one of those states that could go either way.
The people and our Republicans that we do happen to vote in, they're always moderate. I mean, people
right.
don't really understand that, but it's really not a very... I mean, it is conservative, but it's not really like Alabama or something like that.
Right, and even Mississippi, I think, is a state that could be in play. If we get enough of the underprivileged, enough of the hungry working people in Mississippi,
definitely.
I think you could definitely... I mean, you had the Mississippi Democratic Party down there with Fannie Lou Hamer and all that. I mean, that is a radical place. And I think that Memphis would be a great place. My only concern about Memphis is that we'd have to give out barbecue, man. I don't think the Paul Newman salad dressing is going to work.
We do that. If you came here and you were a part, Memphis politics are so crazy. They are dirty and they are down in the trenches. And we do that. We fish fries and we, you know, we used to have a big boss years ago, E.H. Crump. And
E.H. Crump, and he's got a boulevard named after him down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we had these satellite camps or clubs, and the chairman of one of those that's still in existence. And what each one of these clubs would do, they'd go out and they'd, you know, pretty much tell you you're going to hell if you vote Republican.
And that's the way it's done.
And that's the way it's done. And we're trying to get back into that. Not necessarily that crucial, but we're trying to get back into the door-to-door, the whole... You know, block captains and things like that. It's really coming along.
Exactly. Man, you are a genius. Justin, I love you. This is great because this is how it's supposed to work. Now, like, I don't know why the Democrats are, I don't care what the Republicans do, I'll just give up my prejudice right here. I'll lay it out on the table. But I don't know why the Democrats spend all their money on TV ads and all that nonsense. They should just get out there. They don't need to. They should just pay some kids a few bucks, a couple hundred bucks in the summer to go out door to door, talk to their friends, talk to everybody else, bring them down, register them to vote, give out some food, have a little picnic every week or two to talk about what's important, and just get down, get dirty, get in the trenches, you know?
I'm telling you, the Southern way of politicking is one of the best because it's truly grassroots. Even the Republicans are so here in Memphis anyway, because we have 20% of the whole Democratic vote in Tennessee is here in Shelby County. And so it's just ridiculous to try to get any kind of Republican organization here in the county. Now, with that being said, the Democrats are incredibly well organized here in the county. Mm-hmm. I mean, on a local election, I remember working. I mean, we would have lunch. We would have, you work the polls. You would get your lunch on a timely matter. I mean, you report. We have election day coordinators. It's amazing how we get what we call juking.
Juking. You go juking on the Dixie Highway.
We get these polling places juking, and we really turn out a pretty good showing. But usually it's only about 50%, but we could do more than that.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. Everybody's got to go watch the Kingfish in action. Go watch those movies again.
Right.
See how it
right.
used to be. My friend down in Holly Springs said she went to a rally down there. They still do this. They still have these great old-time political rallies down in Holly Springs, Mississippi, where they got fans and they're just like fire and brimstone preachers.
Exactly. And it's great. And it gets people riled up. It really, really does. And Memphis, I'm going to go ahead and endorse my candidate who I want, and that's Howard Dean. And I'm actually writing our congressman who is Harold Ford Jr., as I'm sure you know who he is. He's up and coming. And I can't wait until he runs for senator of the state. Anyway, he has endorsed John Kerry, but we're on a campaign to write him personal letters to change his endorsement to Howard Dean.
Oh, really?
And see, this,
you're
going
to put pressure on him. You're going to put pressure on Mr. Ford to change his endorsement.
Everybody knows that the Ford family has always run Memphis, but this is how you do it. You do it from the inside out. And you write personal letters. You get out
from the inside out. And I say start right at the stomach. We got to start at the inside out.
Exactly.
We
got
to stuff their stomachs if we want them to stuff the ballot boxes.
Right.
We got to start by stuffing their stomachs.
It has been great talking to you. What was the email you want me to write you?
It is Fast Talk Radio, F-A-S-T, Fast Talk Radio at yahoo.com. At yahoo.com. Drop me a line and give me your contact information.
I will
put you in touch with Paul Newman. I want to work with you. Because then I'll have another excuse to go down to Memphis so I can hang out at Wild Bill's Saloon.
I'll have
then
to
go
show
down.
You all the great places here because there are a lot.
Oh, there are. Memphis is a great town. It is down and dirty, but it's great. Thank you so much.
Our
phone number here is 800-825-5937. We are feeding the vote. We are going to stuff the ballot boxes by stuffing people's stomachs first. And I want to know what you are ready to donate to get this darn thing going. We got to get back to the basics of the way politics is supposed to work. And the way politics is supposed to work on the grassroots, down and dirty level. And you got to give people something. You got to show them something as to why they should be involved in politics, why they should care enough. And there is no better way to show people how to care than to feed them. Now, Rob from Green Bay, Wisconsin, sent me an email. He has decided that the best way to raise food donations for the Feed the Vote program is to do what animal shelters do. I don't know if he's comparing voters to poor abandoned animals, but he says put barrels by the checkouts at grocery stores for people to donate items. It would be a great program, and it would force the big chain corporations to help the Feed the Vote program. They would look like jerks if they didn't let people place the barrels. You know, that is a brilliant idea, Rob. That is a brilliant idea. That just shows that puts the onus. It puts the onus all over the big rich corporations, and if they don't want to have onus all over them, they are going to have to let us raise food to help voter turnout. Now, what could be more American than encouraging people to vote? And I think that these big corporations would like to be seen as doing something to feed democracy and to nurture democracy in this country so we can have a healthy democracy. We have to have well-fed voters. We have to have voters. And rather than having onus all over them, they'd rather have feed the vote barrels at the checkout counters. So I want to know what you think. 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. Will you put your sausage meat where your mouth is and donate food to my Feed the Vote program? Or you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Be back with more.
Right now,
what magazine was the late Senator Paul
You're
Wellstone
starving,
talking
and there
about
are people at Denny's
at
just like
media
you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm. You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, Don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Pet delivery man, where have you been? Oh, mercy, it sure is a sin. Mama, mama, don't be fast. Do not show your big, fine, shortening bread.
Shortening bread. Shortening bread.
Hey, gang. Are you ready to pledge some shortening bread to get some people voting? That's what I want to know. My name's Curtis Ellis, and the phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. We'll take your shortening bread. We'll take your pig's foot, your bottle of beer, your sausage meat, your frankfurters, whatever you got, whatever you want to throw into the sauce that Paul Newman is donating to my plan, to my drive to feed the voters. This is an inside job, baby. We got to start from the inside out. If we want to get people registered to vote, we got to give them some food and stuff their stomachs. The number is 800-825-5937. I want to hear what Ian in Southern California, what are you ready to do to get people to vote?
Oh, hi, Ellis. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Curtis Ellis.
That's right. Curtis Ellis.
All right. Well, no food at the moment, but maybe some food for thought.
All right.
Now, you can register people through the Internet.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you know, register for vote. I mean, you mentioned that yourself.
Well, you can download the form. You go to Google and type in voter registration, and you will actually find the form. It'll come up as an Adobe PDF documenty thing, kind of whoop-de-doo, and you print it out. You can't just fill it out over the internet. You got to get a signature on that card. But
oh,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was thinking of like, you know, mobile sort of voter registration fairs and so on that you could simply set up in different locations.
Yeah, well, we could do that, and we can hand out hot dogs and stuff, and bags of groceries.
I think this is absolutely brilliant. Perhaps a name like Hunger for Change or something else like that would be appropriate.
Hunger for
Change.
Yeah, I love it. See, I knew if we put our heads together around the radio tonight, we'd come up with some genius ideas here. Because I tell you, you guys are great, great bunch of people. Hunger for Change. I like that. We are. If you have hunger for change, you don't have to be hungry anymore, because we will give you food, and then it's up to you to make the change.
Well, my background's in advertising and marketing, and I'm doing a little bit of volunteer work for the Dean campaign as well. But I think something like this could be brilliant. Maybe what I should do is put a few ideas together. And you're at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com.
fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Yeah, fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. And that's what, yeah, send me some ideas. Well, we're going to move this thing along, and we can even work with the Dean campaign, because I'll tell you, his key is going to be to get more people out there voting. So
well,
thanks for calling.
That's the important thing.
Well, thanks for calling, Ian. We got more coming up. My name's Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 800-825-5937, or send me your email at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to keep on our program here, Hunger for Change, Feed the Voters. Forget about Sally Struthers saving the children. We're going to save democracy. We got to have a healthy democracy, a well-fed one.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No, I got kids.
kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A mortar shell has slammed into the U.S. Embassy in the Liberian capital of Monrovia as heavy fighting continues in the city. At least 60 people have been killed in the latest battle between rebels and the forces of President Charles Taylor. The U.S. has sent another 41 Marines to help secure the embassy, and 4,500 American soldiers have been told to be ready to go to Liberia. Steve Mort reports.
The decision to deploy more U.S. Marines came after shells rained down on the center of Monrovia. One hit an American diplomatic compound where at least 10,000 people have taken refuge across the street from the main U.S. embassy. Another shell hit a building inside the U.S. Embassy compound itself, but no one is believed to have been killed. The extra U.S. Marines have arrived to secure the embassy, and some 4,500 American sailors and Marines await possible orders to go to Liberia as peacekeepers. President Charles Taylor's pledged to resign and leave the country after peacekeepers arrive. Steve Mort, Washington.
Foreign ministers of the European Union issued a strong warning to Tehran, expressing increased concern over its nuclear ambitions. The 15-nation EU said it would be reviewing the future of its relationship with Iran come September, based in large part upon the next report from the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency. The Council told Iran it needs to make progress in four areas, including the fight against terrorism, human rights, an end to nuclear ambitions, and its attitude towards the Mideast peace process. The EU has been negotiating a trade agreement with Iran, but says the future of that deal is still negotiable.
Still using Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra? Then be aware, because this year many prescription plans are raising the copayment cost of your allergy medicine. So why pay more when those medicines are approved to treat fewer triggers? Ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. 99% of prescription plans cover Flonase, and Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. Allergy medicines costing you more? Simply ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
The first Chinese-American governor will not throw his political hat into the ring a third time around. Washington State Governor Gary Locke has decided not to seek a third term. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. Although Locke points out that it is important for him to be Washington governor, he says it's equally important to be a good father. Locke has two young children. His second four-year term ends in January of 2005. Locke was elected governor in 1996. A team of facial and oral surgeons from Vienna General Hospital in Austria performed the world's first known human tongue transplant. The operation, which took place over the weekend, was performed on a 42-year-old man. The man had a malignant tumor on his tongue, and all other medical treatments had failed. He is said to be in stable condition, and doctors say so far there have been no post-operative complications. Tongue transplants have been performed successfully on animals, but this marks the first attempt on a human patient.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says in a cost-saving effort, lights on East River bridges have been turned off until next year. Glenn Shuck reports.
It's less than $100,000 savings and billions of a budget, but lights on the Williamsburg, Manhattan, and Brooklyn bridges have been shut off until next year.
We have a budget crisis. Do you want to lay off some workers or turn out the lights? And I'd rather protect the jobs of people. We are trying to raise money privately.
So unless corporate sponsors come through, these famed bridges will, at least for a while, span the East River in darkness. Glenn Shuck in New York.
It was a down day on Wall Street after disappointing profit reports sparked a selling spree on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 91 points and finished at 90.96. The NASDAQ dropped 27 points to 16.81. The S&P 500 was down 14 to 9.78. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's raining cats and dogs. You're slowing down, being careful, but you hit a wet patch, and there you go, hydroplaning. Now, what causes it, and what can you do about it? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is Racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Christian Fittipaldi. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Dodge, Ford, but they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
When tires meet road water, they can do two things. Channel the water and remain on pavement, or skim on top of the water. Hydroplaning occurs when tires, especially bald ones, ride on a wedge of water and lose contact with the road. Your car is literally skiing in the street. When this happens, take your foot off the gas, but don't brake. Braking can cause your car, and sometimes you, to spin out of control. But the best way to hedge against hydroplaning is to equip your car with well-treaded tires. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
And that's me, gang. Curtis Ellis here with you at 1-800-825-5937. It's such a pleasure to be here, huddled around the warm radio on this nice evening. At least it's evening on the East Coast where I'm broadcasting from, here in the East Village of Manhattan. And we are cooking up a plan to save democracy in America. And we're going to save it with food. We know we send care packages to Africa to feed the starving children in Africa, which, God bless them, bless their hearts, we need to do that. But we also need to feed the starving voters here in America. As someone suggested earlier, there is hunger for change in America. There also happens to be plain old hunger in America, as everybody's getting laid off because their jobs are being shipped to Mexico or Mauritania or who knows where. It was on the front page of the paper today. These jobs are gone. The Wall Street Journal, no less, said jobs are disappearing and they're never going to come back. So what I say is all these people that don't have the wherewithal to make ends meet, or as George Bush would say, put food on their family, I say we give them food. We donate food for democracy. And when somebody comes down and fills out a voter registration card, or when they bring their neighbor down who has not been registered to vote, they can go home with a bag of groceries. And I asked Paul Newman that, and this is what he had to say.
I'm with Paul Newman. We want to get people to vote. We want to get people to register to vote. Why not go into the poorest precincts? These are the people who are least likely to vote or register. Give them a bag of groceries if they show us their voter registration card. Very simple. What do you think?
Yes.
Now, would Newman's own, would you donate some, like, popcorn?
You bet you we donate anything you guys want.
Really?
Yeah, but you can't eat a lot of spaghetti sauce and salad dressing. You need victuals with some nourishment in it.
That's right, and they also need food for the brain. I mean, you can't live on popcorn alone.
No.
You can't live on Newman's own alone.
Oh.
Charging bread.
Yeah.
Shortening bread.
We're going to have to give them some shortening bread as well. I want to know, are you ready to donate your shortening bread? Are you ready? Is there someone out there in the audience who will donate their jelly roll to get someone to vote? That's what it's all about here, gang. We're going to have to do more than just complain about who's in the White House. We're going to have to get that army of people who are not voting. We're going to have to get them to register to vote and turn out if we want to turn this guy out of the White House, or even if we want to keep him in there. This is not a partisan drive. I mean, maybe you are pro-Bush and you want to donate some beer-battered shrimp to get people to register to vote, and then they can go vote for your man. Or maybe some gin martinis will get the Republicans registering to vote. I suspect all the rich elitist Republicans are already registered, but that's just the way it is. I'd like to know if you people care enough about democracy in America to donate food or do something to get that 50% of the people who aren't even participating in our democratic system to register to vote. Now, maybe you think my Food for Democracy program is just some crackpot scheme, and Paul Newman is a crackpot as well. Maybe you think all of that. Maybe you have a better idea. If you're not willing to register people to vote by giving them food, what will you do? 1-800-825-5937. That's what I want to know. I want to know what you are willing to do to get people to register to vote. Now, we know that there's Jeff down in Pittsburgh who is going to cook up some chicken soup. And then, by the way, this is perfectly legal. I have checked this out. I've checked this out up and down. I've gone to the voter registration people and found out that it is perfectly legal to give people food to register to vote. Now, you can't give them food to vote because then it's seen as a bribe. Now, back in the old days, they used to give out free beer on election day, and whoever had the biggest keg of beer got the most votes. But that's back in the primitive era of early democracy in America. We have evolved far beyond that. Now, we simply give large campaign donations and buy our elections. We don't have to buy the cheap seats with glasses of beer. So we're going to have to be a little more clever now. And that's why I'm suggesting that we can go out there and tell people to come on down, get some bags of groceries, and fill out a voter registration card. And that way we can get more people going, more people involved, and we'll have a healthier democracy. Now, the latest poll has shown that Mr. George Bush, his popularity is slipping. So we're having a horse race here, gang. It's not an unbeatable opponent. Now, George Bush, he'd like to think that he's War Admiral, that blue-blooded horse who is unbeatable. But I just saw the movie, and Seabiscuit came along, and he beat him. Seabiscuit, that runt, that little tiny horse that could, that everybody'd given up hope on, that thought he was an old nag that couldn't win a raffle, let alone a claiming race, he went and he beat War Admiral. And that's what I say can happen here. We can have the little guy can beat the big guy, but we got to get the little guys, we got to get the people in the cheap seats cheering and involved. And the way to do that is to give them food to register to vote, because this is what it's all about, folks. I mean, politics, it's not about anything complicated. It's not about anything more complicated than how do you feed your family? How do we have an economy that works for everybody and not just for the people on top? Now, we have somebody from the rich elitist community of Rio Rancho, and he's going to tell us what he thinks. Now, are you willing to donate food to my Food for Democracy program, sir?
Hello, Curtis. This is Roy from Rio Rancho.
Roy. Now, Rio Rancho, that sounds like some rich elitist community. Isn't that where the Heaven's Gate people all committed suicide?
Not really. This was an old stock or land hustle back in the 70s or 60s. Fly out to New Mexico, and we'll buy you the desert hacienda and whatever. Actually, I live in Placitas, which is just a little closer to heaven than Rio Rancho is.
It sounds perfectly lovely. I wish I were there.
However, you know, I was listening to a fellow from, was it Pittsburgh or somewhere that was talking about chili or chicken soup.
Chicken soup for your soul. Chicken soup for America's soul. Yeah,
right.
That
was
Jeff.
Well, he got me thinking, here in about another month, we'll have the Hatch green chili start coming in.
Okay, yeah, yum.
And there will be roasters all over this town. And as I was thinking, I've been listening to this for about the last 30 minutes, and I got to thinking, I've got two or three food stores that I do business with and vegetable stores that will be roasting green chilies.
Ooh.
And I have decided that if I can, I will personally decide to, I will match their bags of green chili with chicken, and we'll make green chili chicken stew.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds great.
And if... Oh, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the Jewish mothers think chicken soup cures everything, they haven't talked to these Hispanic New Mexican mothers that know that green chili chicken stew fixes everything.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is great. That green chili stew, I love that. I mean, I used to... there's a place down here where I get it, and I used to eat it when I was out in Denver. I used to go to the cheap Mexican joint down there on Santa Fe Boulevard, and they have that green chili stew, and you sop it up with a flour tortilla. It is
That's the best.
Mm.
And but I, you know, listen to you. I've committed. We're gonna do some fundraising, do something with, and we'll do something with green chili.
You with green chili?
The crop will be coming in here. And see, by buying the green chili, we'll be supporting the farmers down in the southern part of the state.
That's right. See, it all comes together. It all comes together. Because we got to get back to the roots. We got to get back to the roots of the crops which grow out of God's green earth, which feed the people.
Let me throw one thing to you, Curtis. You know the definition of an honest politician?
A dead one.
No, that's one that stays bought.
Oh, okay. An honest politician is one that stays bought?
That's right. Good night.
I kind of like that. Good night. Take care. Well, we're going to move along here. We got hot tamales.
Hot tamales and red hot. Yes, you got them, babe. Got 2 foot nickel, got 4 foot dime. Wouldn't say more, but they ain't none of mine. Hot tamales and red hot.
So you heard it here. Roy from Rio Rancho is going to get us some hot chilies, baby, some green chilies. He is going to donate green chilies and work up some green chilies to get people voting. And we got Jeff in Pittsburgh is going to get us some chicken soup. And Paul Newman is going to give us all of his salad dressing and his popcorn and his fig bars and all of his spaghetti sauce. Man, we are on a roll here. We are on a roll. The train is leaving the station. I want to know if you are ready to support my drive for a well-fed democracy. 1-800-825-5937 or email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Fast Talk, two T's in there, FASTTALK, fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Now, we had old Ed Patrick. He's emailed me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. He says the food plan to register voters is excellent. May I also suggest that W should go into an empty room with a bag of pretzels and do the graceful thing. So maybe you want to donate a bag of pretzels to George Bush's reelection effort. We'll get him reelected to something. I think you should get some beer-battered shrimp while we're at it, or maybe some vodka sauce. Got to get George back on the vodka sauce. I tell you, if these bodies keep piling up in Iraq, George is going to be back on the booze in no time. I predict that. I predicted many things on this microphone. Your prophet, your fearless leader, Curtis Ellis, has predicted many things. And I predict that the conservatives think it is dawn of a new conservative era, I say it is high noon. They have gotten as far as they're going to get. The sun is setting on them. We can fill the cheap seats and take this White House back. And I'd like to know what you are willing to do to get people registered to vote. 1-800-825-5937, or you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Taking your calls, reading your emails, want to hear what you got to say.
Hello, Dental Group.
Right now, it's nighttime.
Sounds like a nasty.
You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Dave Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Sherwood Baylert is a member of Congress and, despite that, not a bad guy. He's a New York Republican who's been in the House for more than 20 years, and he loves the place. Fine. It's said that some people who muck manure for a living come to love the smell, so everyone to their own taste. But I thought Sherwood had been sniffing the congressional perfumes a bit too deeply when he recently declared that the House is, quote, the one institution in the whole wide world that's the personification of this great democracy of ours. Democracy? The great majority of Americans are factory workers, clerks, cab drivers, dirt farmers, teachers, Main Street merchants, programmers, waitresses, healthcare workers, and the like. How many of them serve in Congress, or are even marginally represented by those who serve there? About 70% of Americans make less than $50,000 a year. How many of our Congress critters go to Washington from such an income perspective? Indeed, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group reports that nearly half of the newly elected members of Congress are millionaires, which 99.5% of Americans are not. And if the House is so representative of our people, why didn't we get a pay raise 4 of the last 5 years as they gave themselves? Why don't we have top-flight health coverage paid for by taxpayers as they do? Why don't we get golden no-worry pensions as they do? Phil Graham is one example of congressional apartness from the rest of America. The Texas senator, who just retired, opposed any government program to help regular folks while he slavishly served the corporate powers that financed his elections. He became a millionaire while in office. And now that he's out, we the people will send him a retirement check of $78,534 every year. He'll get more doing nothing than 80% of us will make working day in and day out. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's the personification of plutocracy, not of democracy.
Oh, his jelly roll is so nice and hot, never fails to get the spot. I can't do without my kitchen man.
Ooh-wee. Yeah.
His frankfurters are all so sweet. How I like his soul.
Yeah, the weight of the voters' hearts is through their stomach. That's what I say. Let's sign people up here to register to vote by giving them some food. Give them a little incentive to get involved. My name's Curtis Ellis. Here with you tonight, I want to hear what you think. What is the best way to get people to register to vote? Are you willing to put your sausage meat on the line if it means saving democracy? 1-800-825-5937. 800-825-5937. Or you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Ian from Laguna Niguel, California, down there by Laguna Beach, he says that we can use computers more effectively to help people to vote by converting the voter registration PDF to a form. You see, you can get a voter registration card right on the Internet. You just go to Google, type in voter registration, and among the 5,000 million other entries that will be kicked up, there will be a voter registration form. And so you can have people fill out the form right on the computer. Then you can print it out on the spot, let them approve it, sign their name, and then give them a bag of groceries. That's what I say. Give them some food. Give them some hot tamales, some green chilies. Give them a pig's foot and a bottle of beer. Give them something if they will register to vote. I'd like to know what you are willing to do to get people to register to vote, because that's what it's all about. Because half the people in this country aren't even registered. Now, the other half soon will be stationed in Iraq to save that country, to bring democracy to Iraq. I say, we better bring some democracy to this country. And we can't do it unless we got people registered to vote. So it's very simple, you know. And now they're saying that the army is stretched so thin that they're going to have to increase the size of the army. So everybody's going to be enrolled in the army, and I'll bet half those people in the army aren't even registered to vote. We ought to get, you know, we could start right there. Them, you don't even have to give them any food to register. You probably just have to give them a glass of cold water, because it is darn hot over there in Iraq. So we've got a lot of takers on my plan here. It's very simple. Feed the voters. If you register to vote, you get a bag of groceries. If you bring your neighbor in who is not registered, you both get a bag of groceries. And I've gotten Paul Newman to go along with the plan. I buttonholed him. I didn't even have to give him anything to get him to agree.
Newman, we want to get people to vote. We want to get people to register to vote. Why not go into the poorest precincts? These are the people who are least likely to vote or register. Give them a bag of groceries if they show us their voter registration card. Very simple. What do you think?
Yes.
Now, would Newman's own, would you donate some, like, popcorn?
You bet you we'd donate anything you guys want.
See?
Really?
Yeah, but...
But. The but was, we got to get more than spaghetti sauce. You see, that old Newman's own spaghetti sauce, he says that's not enough. So I am counting on you to match the donation from Paul Newman. Now, we got one of the intellectual listeners of this program suggested that we do food collection barrels at the checkout counters. That way, the big corporations who own all of the supermarkets will be on the line as to whether they support democracy in America. Now, between you and me, we may think that they don't support democracy in America, but do they want to be seen that way? And they can let people donate a can of beans to get people to register to vote, or maybe a can of Vienna sausages, or maybe something like that. They can donate anything. I'd like to know what you will do to get people to register to vote. We can meet up all over the place through meetup.com and figure this out, but we can do it right now on the air. So give me your call at 1-800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis, sitting here for Mike tonight. He'll be back soon, but I got to hear what you think about my plan to feed the voters.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving.
They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The funeral industry is hard on the environment, according to advocates of green burials. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. It's not a comfortable topic, but critics say the way we deal with our dead is hazardous to the environment. They advocate a more natural way of returning human remains to the earth. Deborah Green is a psychologist at the College of William and Mary in Virginia. She co-authored an article on the environmental impact of burial practices in the journal Conservation Biology. Green says the practice of embalming the dead began during the Civil War. She says the whole business has gotten more removed from nature and more toxic ever since.
The embalming fluids are extremely toxic, and then you often are putting the person in a coffin that has either metals or sealants or varnishes or paints or other toxic substances. The vault is often sealed with toxic substances.
Green says embalming chemicals can pollute ground and surface waters near funeral homes. Even some older cemeteries have become sources of groundwater contamination, and she says modern cemeteries are usually kept up with heavy applications of weed-killing chemicals. Green says the alternative is a growing movement called green burials.
Instead of a traditional cemetery, you have a nature preserve where people can be buried if they are not embalmed, if they are in a biodegradable casket, or if they are cremated. They usually are not allowed to have a marker unless it's made of native stone.
Green burials are catching on in parts of Europe, but they're still rare in North America. Two organizations that offer the service are Memorial Ecosystems in South Carolina and the Memorial Society of British Columbia. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Come on!
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Give me a pizza and a bottle of beer. Send me gay. I don't care. I feel just like I want a player. Give the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down. Give me a reaper and a gang of gin. Play me cause I'm in my sin. Play me cause I'm full of.
Yeah, that's Bessie Smith here, and this is Curtis Ellis right here with you at 800-825-5937. Will you give a pig's foot and a bottle of beer to somebody to get them to register to vote? We are going to have to go back to the basics of politics if we want to get this country back on the right track. That's my thesis tonight. Feed the voters. I say that we can get people to register to vote by giving them food. It's real simple. You can get your voter registration form right off the internet, print it out. You don't have to drag people to old Jim Clark's courthouse anymore to get them registered. It's easier than ever. So all we have to do is get them to someplace. And how do you get them there? By giving them something. This is the home of the brave and the land of the free gift with purchase. But this is even better. They don't even have to purchase anything. Remember, Abby Hoffman said the most powerful word in the English language is free. So I say we use that. Free food. Get free food when you register to vote. Now, what do you think? 800-825-5937. I want to know what you think about that, because this is my crackpot scheme, and if you don't like it, you can come up with one of your own. But, baby, you better have something to bring to the table here, because we're all eating at this table. That's right. I've got some food here. I got some fried chicken in the refrigerator. I got some shortening bread in the other room, and I want to know what you're going to bring to the table. If you don't like my food scheme, I want to hear what you think is the way to get this country back on track. How do we get a healthy democracy here? Because, man, it is so screwed up. I don't even know where to start. That's what Mike talks about all the time on this show, how screwed up it is. These criminals, this crime family that's in the White House, and they're getting funded hundreds of millions of dollars by all the rich corporate elitists. I say we can take it back. We can fill up the cheap seats, get those people who can't afford those $1,000 fundraisers, get them turning out to the voting polls, to the voting booths, fill up the voting booths, stuff the ballot boxes by stuffing their stomachs with free food. And I'm not the only one who says we can do it. Why, I talked to some guy just the other day.
I'm with Paul Newman. We want to get people to vote. We want to get people to register to vote. Why not go into the poorest precincts? These are the people who are least likely to vote or register. Give them a bag of groceries if they show us their voter registration card. Very simple. What do you think?
Yes.
Now, would Newman's own, would you donate some, like, popcorn?
You bet you we donate anything you guys want.
Really?
Yeah, but.
I'm with Paul Newman. We want.
Yeah, but what, Paul? You say, yeah, but what?
Really?
You can't eat a lot of spaghetti sauce and salad dressing. You need victuals with some nourishment in it.
Okay, so that's up to you, folks. Now it's up to you to come up with some victuals with nourishment in it. We got to have some meatballs to go with that spaghetti sauce. Now maybe there's somebody out there listening who knows how to make a mean meatball or knows how to make a great lasagna. That'll get those Italian Americans to register to vote by getting some good lasagna going. Or maybe you got some good barbecue going, and we can get some of those Southerners down there registering to vote down on the black belt of Alabama and Mississippi that aren't registered to vote. They have come out for a nice goat barbecue, like Otha Turner used to do. Have that goat barbecue and get everybody down there, and we get down there with our voter registration cards that we've downloaded off the internet, and we'll register them all to vote. But then we got to keep coming back week after week, get these people to bring their neighbors down and register them to vote, and then they can all go home with some goat barbecue or some Paul Newman salad dressing at least, or some popcorn. Or maybe you out there in the audience, Mr. and Mrs. America, are willing to donate some food. That's what I want to know. 800-825-5937. I just saw a great movie tonight, too, by the way. In case you don't want to talk about that, you want to talk about movies? Okay. Seabiscuit. Great movie. I'm not allowed to review it, I guess, but I don't care. I'm not supposed to review it. It opens real soon, and it's about that horse that won the Triple Crown. Seabiscuit was a great racehorse. He was a little runt of a racehorse. He had great lineage. Hardtack and Man of War were his parents, but he was the little runt, little horse that was, they gave up on Seabiscuit, didn't think he'd be a great racehorse, but he became a great racehorse. He defied the expectations. He ran against the odds in the height of the Depression, when America was down and out, when the little guy was out of work and starving. This jockey who had lost his parents to the hard times of the Depression and had to earn a living by riding horses, he rode Seabiscuit, and he made Seabiscuit a great horse. And all of the little people who had lost their jobs were cheering for Seabiscuit. 40 million Americans were listening when Seabiscuit ran a match race against War Admiral. War Admiral, the blue-blooded horse who was owned by a rich millionaire in the East who did not even want to race against Seabiscuit because Seabiscuit wasn't worthy. And then Seabiscuit ran and won and beat War Admiral. I say George Bush is War Admiral. He's going to have his $250 million campaign fund. He expects to just roll over the opposition. He thinks it'll be no contest. He'd rather not even have an election. But if we have millions of people registered to vote, and then we have poll watchers, we have big tattooed monsters watching at the polls to make sure they don't pull any shenanigans like they did last time in Florida, we can win this. We'll fill up the cheap seats, and we will win this election that's coming up. I don't even care who the candidate is. We can run a roast turkey against this strutting peacock who's in office right now. And if we have enough people registered to vote, we can beat them. That's my opinion. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. Or you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. I'd like to know if you have any ideas as to how to get people out there voting. Or maybe it's a hopeless cause. Maybe democracy in our day and age in this country is too far gone. Maybe we are lost in the empire. And the reason people are not voting is because they shouldn't vote. We should just give up on this. If that's your opinion, you let me know. Maybe you don't want Democrats voting. Maybe you want Republicans voting. Maybe you give out free martinis and martini olives, and they will vote. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. I just got an email. The emails are coming in fast and furious here at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Dear Curtis, just wanted to let you know that my organization, Ocean County Community for Peace and Justice, had a voter registration on Saturday. There is another form that came out after September 11th that has to be attached to the voter registration form. And even though the registration forms can be in either Spanish or English, the additional form is only in English. If you don't have a photo ID, driver's license, or a social security card, you can still register, but you have to have a photo ID of some sort and a utility bill, a paycheck, or other form showing your residence. Aha. So, it's like when I tried to open a bank account today. They wanted me to have a utility bill. You have to prove that you are not some crazy foreigner who's going to blow things up here. So, in New Jersey, the only time you can't vote is if, one, you're declared incompetent. Well, obviously, you can run for office even if you're incompetent, but you can't vote. Or, two, you're on probation or parole. After you do your time, you can vote. So, I say if you're on probation or parole, you should become a poll watcher and make sure that nobody pulls any funny stuff at the polls by standing there and glowering over the voters and the would-be voters and the voting assistants. The problem you get with the inner city is that the homeless, which can vote, don't have an address for the voter registration card to go to. You might also want to remember that other organizations, such as the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, usually have a get-out-the-vote campaign. All right, this is all getting very technical here. It's very simple, though. Yes, the NAACP has a get-out-the-vote campaign. I say get food in them to vote campaign. Once we get them registered, I will be happy to let the League of Women Voters, the NAACP, or the PETA animal rights people get out the vote. We got to get them registered so that they can vote. And it's very simple to get them to register to vote. We simply offer them food. That is my plan. Now, apparently, you have to print out two forms. It's getting more complicated by the day, but it is not too complicated to accomplish. The phone number is 800-825-5937. So far, we have chicken soup from Pittsburgh. We have green chilies from Southern California, and we have some good Memphis barbecue. Now, remember in the old days, I don't know if anybody saw the movie Gangs of New York, which was somewhat accurate, somewhat historically accurate. There, you had all of these wild and crazy gangs like the Plug Uglies and the Dead Rabbits, and these gangs were in the service of the political machines. The politicians would hire these gangs to mobilize to get out the vote, just like the League of Women Voters. Now we have the League of Women Voters. Back then you had the Plug Uglies. They would motivate people to go out to the polls. They'd usually give them beer or some kind of rot gut whiskey to go out and vote. We can't do that anymore. But they would also send these gangs out to the other side, to where the people voted for the opposing party, and they'd beat the crap out of them when they'd show up to vote. Now, I don't know if we're allowed to do that anymore. But I bring this up merely to remind everybody just what a dirty business politics is. And we had a situation in this last presidential election where one side knew how dirty a business politics really is, but the other side seemed to forget what a dirty business politics is, and they were too polite. I will let you decide which side was too polite, but it seems that even though they had the popular vote, and even though they had hard evidence that someone had cheated people out of their votes in Florida, they refused to do anything about it, and they expected the system to work. Well, I say we got to get back to some of the basics. And I'm not suggesting that we hand out cudgels and brass knuckles and eye picks, thumb picks to gouge out eyes and intimidate people from voting. No, I say we go to those people who have given up on politics in America because they feel the whole system is too corrupt, because they feel that the whole system is geared towards the rich. And we give those people a reason to get involved in politics. We give them food. We put food on their families. It's that simple, folks. It really can be that simple. You know, watching that movie Seabiscuit tonight, Jeff Bridges, who owns Seabiscuit in this movie, he says, Seabiscuit, that little horse, is kind of like the little guy in America. He says, the little guy, when he doesn't know he's a little guy, he can do great things. And that's what America is really all about. It's about the people who don't have a lot of money. Because most people in this country don't have a lot of money. But most people in this country are just giving up on the system because I don't know why they would think that this system is geared towards the rich. I don't know why they would think that politics and politicians are bought and paid for by the wealthy, but they seem to believe that. But if we give people food and show them that somebody cares, that someone really cares and wants to hear what they think, we have a chance. A small chance to revitalize democracy in this country. Now, call me a dreamer, call me crazy, but call me at 800-825-5937. Now, it seems that next week, the Congress is going to be considering expanding the Army, because the Army is so stretched out with all these people sitting in this shooting gallery called Iraq and sitting in this other shooting gallery called Afghanistan, that there just aren't enough people in the Army anymore to go around. So maybe, just maybe, Charlie Rangel's idea of a draft is going to come back. Because why should it be that only the poor people who are too poor to find a job, too poor to be able to pay the rent, will go into the Army? Why don't the rich people who benefit most from living in this country, why don't they go in the Army? Why aren't they required to fight the wars? I mean, it seems only fair. I mean, if everybody's going to benefit by living in this country, shouldn't everybody have to serve to protect this country? I don't know. It seems pretty simple to me. But I'm just a simple guy. Now, I am afraid that people out here have just given up, are not ready to put their sausage meat where their mouth is and donate some food or donate some footwork or donate some time and energy to get people to register to vote. Because seriously, even if you don't like my food program, there is no question about it that it is going to take a massive voter registration drive to get more people on the voting rolls and then get them to the polls if we hope in any way, shape, or form to have a real election. Now, it's still, you know, the election could be called off, but we can't count on that. Some people would like to count on that, but we can't count on it. So we got to do something here, folks. 1-800-825-5937 is the phone number here. My name is Curtis Ellis, here for Mike Malloy, and we'll be taking your calls.
I am driven.
Right now, it's nighttime.
I am driven.
You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Here comes a big plate of hot sauce. You know, just, you know, there's one more difference between you and them.
See, I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Fan ji la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart. You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Show. Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God.
There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All righty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Oh, how that boy can open clams. No one else can catch my hands. I can't do without my kitchen man.
Yeah, you heard her here first. You got to have a kitchen man if you want to get people voting here. 1-800-825-5937. Curtis Ellis here taking your pledges for Kurt's kids. Those poor, underprivileged kids in America who don't have enough to eat, let's give them some food and register them to vote. The number is 800-825-5937. We're going to hear what Mac in Santa Fe is ready to do. Are you ready to put your clam on the line? Will you put your clam where your mouth is to get people to vote?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
It amazes me that we have to even think about bribing people to go to vote. One of the most precious opportunities and gifts that the government gives us, we give ourselves. And we, I think maybe we ought to begin to ramming home how we will lose by default if we don't register and vote.
Well, that's right.
We lose by default. And I think we've got to hammer home to people what they're going to get in the rear end if they don't vote. And their own worst enemies if they don't vote.
That's right. It is.
What's the matter with them?
It is a rare, precious gift to be able to vote and to choose your own government.
Amen.
But don't you see, there are these subtle messages that are being handed down every day. We've been told for 20 years that government is the problem, that the government can't solve any of our problems, but the free marketplace can. That somehow, by going to Walmart and by shopping at Walmart or shopping at some other darn store, the Foot Locker or the Athlete's Foot, we're going to solve all of our problems. That there is no role for government. And right, we are the government. We're told it's, oh, we got to have a tax cut because it's not the government's money, it's your money. But excuse me, it's our government. So
we are the government.
We are the government, yes. Now, I don't feel that I am bribing people to vote. I feel that what I'm doing is I'm pointing out that voting and the government and politics is about something as basic as food and economics and feeding your family, and that there is a reason to be involved in politics. The reason is you can get some food. Now, the number here is 800-825-5937. Mac, if you want to hold on, we're going to have a little news break and see what is happening to our country and happening around the world to a large degree because people aren't voting. And I'd like to hear what everybody else out there thinks about my very modest proposal of food for democracy. 800-825-5937. Fast Talk Radio at yahoo.com.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do? Being on the tractor as much time as I do or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. An ambush in Baghdad is blamed for the death of a U.S. soldier and an Iraqi interpreter today. Lieutenant Colonel John Kem says there were five people wounded in the accident.
One Iraqi and one American were killed. There were three injured soldiers, and they were taken to a nearby hospital. And I do not have the current status of their of how they are, but I believe they are in okay condition.
The incident occurred when their military vehicle hit an explosive and they were then attacked with small arms fire. During the weekend, four U.S. soldiers and an Iraqi UN driver were killed in ambushes. 38 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq since President Bush declared the end of major combat operations May 1st. An explosion at Oklahoma's largest oil refinery has injured two people and shut down a state highway because of heavy smoke. A couple of explosions were heard this morning at the ConocoPhillips West plant in Ponca City. ConocoPhillips spokeswoman Laura Hopkins says the fire continues to burn but has been contained.
Most of the refinery is being shut down as a precautionary measure, and a shelter-in-place order remains in effect within the facility fences.
Hopkins said one employee received second and third degree burns and was transported to an Oklahoma City hospital for treatment. A contractor received less severe burns and is being treated at the local hospital. Highway 60 has been closed as a safety precaution because of the thick black smoke which has engulfed the road. Hopkins says there is no immediate threat to the community.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You looked great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
A Florida grand jury has indicted 19 people on charges that they altered, relabeled, stole, illegally imported, or improperly stored prescription drugs. Attorney General Charlie Crist says the people named in the indictment committed, quote, some of the most heinous acts possible on people who are suffering from cancer and AIDS. The first indictment names Michael Carlo and 17 co-conspirators with various crimes that also include racketeering, fraud, and grand theft. The second indictment names Jose Grillo with scheming to defraud after he allegedly changed the label of a drug to indicate it was 20 times stronger, thereby selling it at a higher price. Eating a lot of pizza could help lower the risk of certain types of cancer. That's the word from Italian scientists, contradicting conventional wisdom. Normally, foods you really enjoy are considered bad for you, but a study of some 8,000 Italians found that people who eat pizza on a regular basis were 59% less likely to contract cancer of the esophagus and 26% less likely to develop colon cancer. Said one researcher, we know that tomato sauce was protective against certain tumors, but we certainly didn't expect that pizza as a whole would provide such strong protection.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm!
you know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Cuban officials are praising the U.S. for sending 15 migrants back to their native land. The decision comes 1 week after the group sailed into Florida waters in a stolen government vessel. Coast Guard officials say the migrants were repatriated this morning after receiving a promise from Havana that they would put limits on their punishment. In April, three men were executed for seizing a ferry in an attempt to defect to the U.S., but Cuban government officials promised that anyone found guilty in the case would face a maximum of 10 years in prison. Officials in Havana also thanked the U.S. for its handling of the case, saying Americans were making a valuable contribution in the fight against the hijacking of vessels and planes. Stocks slumped today after some disappointing profit reports sparked a selling spree. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 91 points to 90.96. The Nasdaq dropped 27 to 16.81. The S&P 500 lost 14 to finish at 9.78. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember Bill Cosby's classic comedy routine called What is Air? Funny. But the potential danger of airbags to children is no laughing matter. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish. Not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X. Protection you can see.
The lives airbags save give us something to smile about. But risk of injury to children has been a concern. Now, NEC's Seat Sentry may make that a worry of the past. Based on electric field sensing technology, this system uses very low-level electric fields to detect the presence of a body as well as its height and proximity to the airbag, then prevents deployment when that body is too small or too close. Kudos to Seat Sentry for its performance in saving children's lives. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Oh, that's so nice to call me special. I'm just a regular guest host here, just like any other guest host that Mike might have. But I am here, and I am the guest host, and I am Curtis Ellis. And the phone number here is 800-825-5937. Ooh-wee, I got hungry. I've been talking about food for the last 2 hours. My feed democracy idea. Feed the voters. Let's get people to register to vote by giving them free food. Free, after all, is the most powerful word in the English language. This is the home of the brave, land of the free gift with purchase. And so I say, if we want people to register to vote, because there are a whole lot of people that aren't registered to vote, we should give them some food to do it. Because there are a lot of people that are having a real hard time making ends meet. And those are the people who are not voting, who are not even registered to vote. And why don't we encourage them to see politics as a way to their own prosperity? And I know politics is a way for politicians to prosper by taking donations from rich elitist corporations, but the people can prosper through politics by using their vote to affect the economic policies of this country. And before we get into those complicated discussions, we can show them by example that being involved in politics will help them feed their family
by simply giving them food if they register to vote. Now, Frank, in Boston, what do you think of my idea?
I love that idea, Chris.
Oh!
I called to say something about Tom DeLay. Would you mind?
Oh, not at all. Tom DeLay, the hammer.
I think he has to be removed from office. If you're following the situation down in Congress with them sending police in to disrupt Democratic meetings in the library, and his action down in Texas with his using the FAA and the Homeland Security to track down state representatives who were within their rights. I mean, this guy has gotten out of hand, and this is the one major problem in the country. We got to get that.
He is. I think he was abused as a child or something. I think he was abused as a child.
It's the bug spray. It's the bug spray, Curtis. He worked with bug spray for years and years. I think
it's gone to his head. I think he needs to be exterminated himself.
Legally, it has to be looked. He's got to be looked at as one of the major problems in the country the last 15 years. This country has been screwed up. It's been extremely unhappy. It's been aggressive. It's been rude. It's been incompetent. It's been I don't know.
Yeah, and he's a big part of it. I do agree with you there. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. The Republican Party, the crowd that's in control of the Republican Party now, these people do not believe in democracy.
No, they don't.
They don't. And I'm not exaggerating now, because democracy, the way I was taught when I took civics class back in the antediluvian era, when they used to have arts and music classes in school, they actually used to have money to do that.
And the civics classes, too. Those I was thinking about my civics class recently. It wasn't so bad. We had a good time in that class.
That's right. That's right. There was not a lot of heavy lifting. I didn't have to do equations or anything like that. But we were taught that politics and democracy is about compromise, that you argue for your side of the bill or the issue, but you're going to inevitably have to compromise with the other side.
This crowd so that is not playing by those rules, Curtis.
Exactly. They do not believe in compromise. And so what does that mean? This is the great unstated fact that nobody wants to come out and say. They believe in one-party rule.
Yes, they do.
That if they don't have all the marbles, if they don't call all the shots, they will not allow anything to happen.
Yep.
They will not compromise with the Democrats. They will not listen to what the other party has to say.
Well, they can't compromise, because the minute they start compromising, their whole house of cards will fall down, because it'll get shown for what it really is. They can't compromise. They're too far out on the limb now.
That's right. Well, they're far out on the far right, and
yep,
that is exactly what's going on. And I think, as I said before earlier in the show, it is not dawn of the conservative era. It is high noon. Because
hopefully,
it's going to become very obvious that what they're pushing doesn't work. The economy is in the toilet.
The money people in the country.
Pardon me?
Money people in the country think that they've had enough of them, and they'll get rid of them, and that's the way.
And the money people are going to realize that this program that these people are pushing doesn't work. I heard on the air the other day on CNN, Clyde Prestowitz was on CNN. Now, that name doesn't mean a lot. He sounds, I mean, he's got the name. He's got to be a rich elitist.
Yeah.
And with a name like Clyde Prestowitz, you've got to be a rich East Coast elitist. And, in fact, he worked in the Reagan administration. He's a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. And he is saying that this crowd in Washington is out of touch and is destroying the nation.
Well,
this is a Reagan conservative.
They can't be beaten without people like that, because that's just the way it has to be.
Exactly. And when Franklin Roosevelt was president, he had as the head of the Federal Reserve Bank Mariner Eccles, who was a Mormon conservative banker. And the conservative Mormon banker knew that you could not get this economy going if no one had money to spend.
Well, that was checks and balances. That's what they were.
That was checks and balances, and that was pump priming. That was you put money in the pockets of the people who are going to spend it, and they're going to spend it in the stores and buying goods from the factories, and the factories are owned by the rich people. So the money's going to end up back in the pockets of the rich people anyway.
Yep.
So if you take the money out of the pockets of the rich people through taxes and you give it to the poor people, it's going to end up back in the pockets of the rich people anyway, because they're going to spend it in the stores and buying goods which are being sold to them by the same rich people that you just taxed in the first place. So it's not like you're confiscating the wealth and destroying it. You're just keeping the whole system going.
Yeah.
And Mariner Eccles, a conservative Mormon, understood this. But that's more than these simple-minded people in Washington understand now.
Well, there's
they're
a couple,
saying,
but I can't think of too many more than that. I can't even
what's
think
that?
Of a couple. I can't even think of a couple right now that I find honorable. So.
Now, so will you donate food or maybe cook up your favorite? What's your favorite recipe? Do you know how to cook anything?
Yes, I make phenomenal.
What's that?
Chili.
Chili. All right. So will you cook up a pot of chili and give it away to people and have them come down and register to vote?
Absolutely I would. It would be worth it to them, believe me.
I'll bet. You let me know when it is, and I'll come up to Boston, and I'll be there and eat some myself because I love chili.
All right.
I'll hop on the shuttle, or I'll hop on the Amtrak, or I'll just thumb a ride. That's what I'll do. I'll thumb a ride up old 95.
That's right. We'll get you here.
All right.
Good night, Frank.
Hey, good night, Frank. Now, Joe in Brookings, Oregon, are you going to pull a salmon out of the river up there and fry it up or broil it up and grill it up and give it away to people if they register to vote?
I never thought of that. That'd be a good idea. But I wanted to bring up, I wanted to talk about Pete Stark, the domestic terrorist, who was going to beat everyone up the other day, because that's what the little punk Republican congressman said the other day. He felt he was being threatened, and so they had to call the Capitol cops on Pete Stark, and because
He wasn't man enough to defend himself. Yeah, there was a big... They almost broke out in fisticuffs there. And what was it, the Ways and Means Committee? Which committee was it?
That's right.
Down in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, and Bill, and the guy, Bill Thomas, he throws his weight around on that committee all the time. And then the Rules Committee, they always make it to where the other side, the Democrats, can't put in the amendments and all that sort of thing that they want to. And by the time they get to the floor, it's all just a circus show anyway, because it's all going to go the way everything that the Republicans want it to go. And so, Scott McInnes, he was going around talking about, yes, and this 72-year-old man, Pete Stark, was going to beat me up. So Bill Thomas had to call the cops on him. So I was afraid
he's
for
a little
my
wimp.
Life.
He's a little wimp, that's what I say. If he can't defend himself against a 72-year-old man, I'll tell you what, they better not get Charlie Rangel mad, because Charlie Rangel, he's a fighter. He was in Korea, man. He fought them Koreans all the way back to the Yalu River. And so they better not get him mad, because he'll get all fired up on one of his pig's foot daiquiris, and he'll punch their lights out. I'll tell you, he's a real street fighter from Harlem.
Yeah, well, just like typical bullies. They like to go around, throwing their weight around and bullying everyone around. And when anybody fights back, they go, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not allowed to do that. Only we're allowed to go around punching people in the nose.
Well, that's the thing. You hit it right on the head there, Joe. I mean, most bullies, when you stand up to them, they fold like a deck of cards. They just collapse. And that's what's going to happen to these Republicans. All of them are going to go down. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. That's an old rule of thumb, and it is true this time. And the Democrats better wise up and figure this out, that if once they stand up to these people, they're just going to go running like cockroaches that Tom DeLay used to kill. And it's not enough to run for president of the White House. They're going to have to run for the Senate, and they're going to have to run for the Congress, because if there's a Democrat in the White House and you still have that roach, Tom DeLay, running the House of Representatives, and you've got some creep in the Senate running that show, nothing's going to get done, and they're going to try to impeach this guy just the way they tried to impeach Bill Clinton. So the Democrats better wise up and start telling this country where it's at, that they're going to have to get rid of all of these clowns if they want this country to be back on the right track.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, they might do well to take a lesson from that guy Joe Wilson, who's telling it like it is about Bush's speech and the weapons of mass destruction. You know, and he's a Republican. They're going around trying to slime him. Oh, well, he's Canadian, and of course, you know, if he's Canadian, he's got to be gay. So they're going around sliming him and sleazing him up. But you know, it looks like he ain't gonna go for it, and looks like the Republicans got a real firefight on their hands. That's what the Democrats got to do. Look at that. You know, you got to put your ass on the line. You're gonna get anything done in that town of D.C.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you got to put your sausage meat where your mouth is, and give these people some food to register to vote. We're going to have an army of poor people coming to the polls come November 2004 if we want to take this country back. It's that simple, and they can cry class warfare, and I say, yeah, class warfare, bring them on. I got a whole class of people ready to wage war right here and now. And I want to hear what everybody thinks out there. The number is 800-825-5937, or you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. My name is Curtis Ellis, and stay tuned. We got more to come.
Mom? Dad, someone's
right now,
to get me to
it's night time.
Want to do something about
you're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except
day.
For one
don't
thing.
Like the sound of that?
See, they're not starving.
You gotta be
they
cool.
Just ordered a.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program.
The Mike Molloy Show.
According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
So they're coming to take me away.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Molloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why don't
me?
I put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Molloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hello,
this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Give me a pizza and a bottle of beer. Send me Gates. I don't care. I feel just like I want to clear. Give the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down.
Yeah, gang, give me a pig's foot and a bottle of beer. Let's get some democracy going here. My name is Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. We are cooking up a big servant of democracy. I've got Paul Newman on board for my plan to get people to register to vote by giving them some food. By giving them some food. Let's go back to the old-style politics that made America great. We were not above a little free beer to get people turning out to a political rally. And I say we can give them food when they register to vote. You can get them voter registration forms right off the internet now. You can bring them down to your backyard, invite a bunch of people over for your potluck dinner, and get them voting because it is all one-on-one. You know, old Tip O'Neill said, all politics is retail. And my mama told me that the best form of advertising is word of mouth. Now, the people on the left, the liberals and the Democrats, have been accused of liking the people but hating people in particular. In other words, we always talk about how we need to help our fellow man, but when it comes right down to helping a fellow human being or actually talking to somebody, it's like, oh, no, I'd rather have someone else do that. So I want to know if we're ready, if we are ready to put our money where our mouth is, or at least put our food where our mouth is. I mean, we can talk a good game about the Republicans only care about the corporations and they don't care about people. Well, I say, let's go into the community. Let's go into these communities where people are being hurt by the current economic policies, being so hurt that they don't have enough food, and let's give them some food. And then after we get their attention by giving them some food, we can ask them to register to vote. But actually what we're going to do is we're going to do it the other way. We're going to say, okay, now, fill out this voter registration form, then I'll give you the food. Right? I mean, hell, this is what they do down at the Bowery Mission. It's like they'll give you the free food if you listen to the sermon. So we can do the same thing. And as a matter of fact, I think we're going to have to do the same thing because we got this huge shock and awe campaign, $250 million in the Bush war chest. They're going to have flyers under every windshield wiper in America. They're going to buy every single ad spot, and then they're going to have money left over that they're going to give to Tom DeLay to spread out among the congressional Republicans to help them win their elections. And there is only one way to counter this massive campaign, and that is to fly under the radar. That is to work from the ground up. And there is no better way to do that than going door to door. And when you're going door to door, you want to grab their attention, and there's no better way to do that than to offer them something to eat. The way to a man and a woman's heart is through the stomach. And I say the way to the voting booth is through the stomach. And I'd like to know what your favorite recipe is, if you're going to cook it up and if you're going to give it away to get people to register to vote, or if you have a better idea to do that. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. And I happen to have on the TV right now with the sound down. They're talking about Seabiscuit, this new movie, which I just saw tonight. And, man, it is the best movie of the season. It is the best movie I've seen in years. And you've got to go see Seabiscuit when it comes out because it's a very subtle, it's not subtle at all, it kind of hits you over the head with a hammer. It's a story of the famous racehorse Seabiscuit who, in the height of the Depression, came and beat all the odds and won the great races. And it parallels the story of this horse Seabiscuit and the economics of the Great Depression, how America was beaten down, the American working man was out of work and beaten down and standing on the bread lines, and the little guy was just out of luck, and this little horse came from nowhere and won. So I tell you, that's a great movie, and I highly recommend it, and I highly recommend giving food out to get people to vote. And I'd like to know what you think, whatever you want to talk about, whether it's pig's feet in a bottle of beer or shortened bread, we want to hear about it here at the IE America Radio Network, 800-825-5937, fasttalkradio@yahoo.com.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The countdown's officially begun for a strike at Verizon Communications. 80,000 workers represented by two unions have overwhelmingly approved a strike to begin August 2nd unless a new contract is hammered out before then. The company and unions are far apart on several issues. One of the most contentious is Verizon's demand that it have the flexibility to reassign workers at will. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and Communications Workers of America both suspect Verizon would use this new power to stack most of its East Coast workforce in states with the lowest wage and weakest labor laws. Verizon and the unions begin bargaining today in New York.
Talks between the United Auto Workers and the big three car makers are barely underway, and things are already getting ugly. Last weekend, Ford Motor Company announced it'll lay off as many as 2,000 white-collar employees in a bid to cut costs, suggesting it'll also push its blue-collar workers for major concessions at the bargaining table. Meanwhile, General Motors announced it will hold on to $13 billion in cash it raised recently through the sale of corporate bonds. The money was supposed to help shore up GM's woefully underfunded pension fund, but now the automaker says it'll retain the money until contract talks are completed. The company denies it's holding on to the cash as leverage against a strike.
A federal judge in Kentucky has tossed out a $10 billion lawsuit filed on behalf of 10,000 workers at the U.S. government's uranium enrichment plant in Paducah. Some of the workers are dead. Many are dying due to what they say was unlawful exposure to radioactive toxins during their work at the plant. But while Judge Joseph McKinley sympathizes with those who are suffering, federal law gives the plant and its former operators, Lockheed Martin and Union Carbide, special immunity from such suits. The dismissal is already on appeal.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fact.
scared rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Yeah, folks, everybody knows. This is Curtis Ellis here on the IE America Radio Network with you for the next half hour. We got a few minutes left here. If you want to get in, you better call right now. 1-800-825-5937. Curtis Ellis here. Mike Malloy will be back next week. He's taking a well-deserved vacation. I'll be back tomorrow, but I'm here for the next half hour. Last time I was here, I promised to do a meeting of the Confuseniks, of Confuseniks Anonymous. I didn't get around to it last time because we were doing our on-air primary, but I think I'll do it now. It is now time for Confuseniks Anonymous, because I am confused. My name is Curtis, and I'm confused. I've been watching the news. My news watching is unmanageable. I am powerless over the information I get through the news media, and it has me thoroughly confused. Now, if we all share with each other our confusions, what has us confused, maybe we can help each other through this and find our way out of it. Now, I'm confused. I've been told that it's not my money. Pardon me, that it's not the government's money. It's my money. But I thought it was my government. So if they have my tax dollars, they haven't taken anything from me because they are me. I'm thoroughly confused about this. I'm confused because I'm told that the free market is so smart that the free market is omniscient and never makes mistakes. But then why is Lucent worth $90 one day and then a few weeks later it's worth 90 cents? I'm confused. I'm thoroughly confused about this. I'm confused that if free markets are so smart, why did Enron ever happen? I'm confused. I don't know why a company's stock goes up in price when it lays people off, since that means that there are fewer people out there with the money in their pockets to buy what that company is trying to sell. So if the company doesn't have anybody to sell its products to, its stock price should go down. I'm confused. Maybe help me out here, please. Help me out. Please clear up my confusion. 800-825-5937. I'm confused. I'd like to know, since the stock prices are so low right now, the market has dropped a lot, why don't these companies go out and hire people? That way they can lay them off to raise their stock price. Because every time they lay off workers, the stock price goes up. So that, logically then, when their stock price goes down, they should hire people so that they'll be able to lay them off later to goose the price of their stock. I'm confused. I need help on this, folks. I need your help. 800-825-5937 or email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. I'd like to know why CEOs get paid more even when their companies fail. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm confused. Now, the market is supposed to be all-knowing and all-powerful. We were told that the government is the problem, and if we just leave things to the free market, all of our problems will be solved. So I don't know. Now, I'm also confused. I don't know why we don't give money to pay for abortions, because abortion is against some people's religious beliefs. But we do give money, tax money, to churches to promote beliefs that I don't agree with. So I'm confused about this. If we can't use tax money to pay for abortions because it violates some people's political beliefs, why can we give money to religious organizations that won't hire homosexuals? Because it obviously doesn't agree with a homosexual's beliefs. So why should their tax money go to pay for religious... I'm confused. I'm totally confused here. I don't understand. And now I don't understand now. If the taxes, if my tax dollar is my money, not the government's money, aren't the corporate profits my money, not the corporation's profits? Because I gave that money to General Foods to buy a bag of, to buy a box of cornflakes. I gave them my money to buy a box of cornflakes. I didn't give them my money so that they could give a $10 million campaign contribution to Tom DeLay and the Republicans. So I don't understand this. If it's my money, not the government's money, isn't it my money, not the corporation's money? I thought I was buying cornflakes, not bribing congressmen. So the General Foods could export cheap corn and starve out the Africans. I don't understand. I don't understand any of this. I don't understand. I saw this, you know, we all heard about the monkeypox story. Now, there was monkeypox outbreak in the Midwest because somebody had a Gambian rat. There was an African rat that was carrying monkeypox, and somebody bought this exotic African rat, and they got monkeypox as a free bonus gift. That was the free gift with purchase, I guess. Now, I don't understand. It was never explained to me. I don't understand why we are importing African rats. Why do we let African rats into this country? Is it because they will eat garbage that good American rats don't eat? I mean, come on, folks. Don't we have enough rats in this country already? Do we really need African rats in our country eating garbage that good American rats could eat? I'm confused. I don't understand this at all. And I want somebody to explain this to me. I don't understand. If we have soldiers in Iraq and they are dying, they're being killed, how can the war be over? Says mission accomplished. That's what the president said, that mission accomplished, major combat operations are over, but there's still people dying. And I also don't understand, why does it make any difference whether they were killed by a bomb or a rocket-propelled grenade or if they were killed driving an ammunition truck and the truck went into a ditch? I mean, these people aren't over there for vacation. They're over there because they're in the army. And there's some kind of thing going on over there. It doesn't really matter to me whether they were killed by a car accident or whether they were killed by a small arms fire by one of these Mujahideenis. These people escape. They escape and come back and shoot at us. They're Mujahideenis. Well, I don't understand what the difference is. Why can't, I mean, if you're dead, you're dead. If you're a soldier and you're in a uniform and you're in some hellhole place that's 130 degrees in the shade, man, and you get killed, you're dead. Doesn't matter to me. I don't understand that either. I don't understand if it's unpaid. I'm confused about all this. I am a confusenik. I am a confusenik, and I admit it. I am powerless over my consumption of news. It has me totally confused. It is unmanageable, and I need somebody to help me through this. Now, if it's unpatriotic to question the president, if you disagree with the president, you are guilty of treason, according to some people. Ann Coulter has a whole book out called Treason about how the Democrats hate America because they don't agree with the president. She's a real conservative. She's a dyed-in-the-wool, obvious just by listening to her. She's a real conservative. Well, if it's unpatriotic to question President Bush, is it unpatriotic to question the vice president? How far do we go with this, folks? I'm confused. If it's unpatriotic to question the president's policies, what about the vice president's policies? What about the Secretary of Agriculture's policies? Is it unpatriotic to question the assistant Secretary of Agriculture? How about this? How about the Speaker of the House? Now, all of these Republicans, all these conservatives, they all march in lockstep. They all agree with the president. So if I disagree with the Speaker of the House who's agreeing with the president, does that make me unpatriotic? What about the assistant? What about the whip? What if I disagree with the House Republican whip? What about the Republican dog catcher in Dubuque, Iowa? Is it unpatriotic to question the dog catcher? Or is it just the president who has this mantle of infallibility, like some kind of secular pope or something? I don't understand. And I don't understand. This is something I really want somebody to call in and explain to me, because I'm so thoroughly confused about this. The market is the efficient operating system of our country. It's like some kind of Windows with all of the software patches. It is the best operating system we have. This free market economy, right? So it makes all the rational decisions. It's always right. I don't understand, why does a bottle of water cost more than a bottle of soda? I was in the store the other day, and there was a bottle of water there, not some fancy water, just regular old good water in a bottle. You know, this was not something from a glacier in Iceland or an Antarctic glacier that penguins never trod upon that was air freighted to New York City. No, this was just some kind of, you know, Poland spring water. There's a bottle of water, 1 liter of water, and it costs more than 1 liter of Pepsi. The Pepsi was cheaper than the bottled water. I'd like to know, what kind of water are they using to make this soda? Is it just some kind of sewage sludge? Is it some kind of pond water? How possibly can a bottle of soda, which has got, you know, corn syrup and sugar and caffeine and dark colored goo and all kinds of stuff in it, how could that, and allegedly water, how can it be cheaper than just plain water? I am confused by all these things. Now, is there anything out there that has you confused? I'd like to know if I'm the only one confused by these things. There ought to be a way to explain this, or a way to help me out, and I'm counting on you folks to help me through this. Call now and tell me what has you confused, or explain some of this to me. Why does a bottle of water cost more than a bottle of soda? And why are CEOs paid more even when their companies lose money? How do you fail your way up in this society? I don't understand. The number is 800-825-5937. 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. I'm thoroughly confused here tonight. The one thing I do know is that we can get people to register to vote if we give them food. I know it sounds like a bribe, and it sounds like people should want to vote and register to vote even without this bribe. But I say that we can't be too proud to stoop to bribing people to vote. If that's what it takes to get their attention, to get their minds off Britney Spears' belly button, or I guess she's passe now, I guess it's Christina Aguilera's belly button, or again, get their minds off of the hip-hop records. Now, I know that Russell Simmons will back me on this. I'm sure, I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff to get hip-hop people out there to vote and get the people in the black community to vote. Now, if you have some ideas as to how to get college students to vote, maybe we have to give away ecstasy or something. I don't know. But there is plenty of good reasons why we should use any kind of down-and-dirty tactics to get people involved in politics. The Democrats have been accused far too long and far too often, and I believe rightly so, of being eggheads, being overly intellectual and academic. That's the reason why Al Gore lost in 2000. He won the election, but he lost the street fight afterwards because he really thought that the system was going to win. The system was going to give him a victory. He didn't realize the system is rigged and it's popular pressure. You know, just the other day, they had that Supreme Court vote on the sodomy rules, where they threw out all the sodomy laws. And what did they say? They say, the Supreme Court does respond to popular opinion. It is affected by popular opinion. And the popular opinion in America is America likes sodomy. Doesn't have anything to do with gay people. They just like oral sex, and they like all kinds of things like that. And that these laws against sodomy just couldn't stand up to popular opinion anymore, so the Supreme Court went ahead and made that ruling. Well, where was the popular opinion to back up Al Gore? I say it was that snake Joe Lieberman who said, we don't want to get any messy political rallies by Jesse Jackson and all those black people down there demonstrating in Florida about how they were cheated out of their votes. Oh, no, no, that'll get the Democrats associated with black people again and will never win in the South. Well, we just got to get over that. We've got to get over that and get right back down to the dirty reality of politics. It is a filthy, dirty game. Now, the rich corporations know that. They're not afraid to bribe people and buy candidates. And as we saw this week, the Bush White House isn't afraid to do that. When an ABC News reporter interviewed a soldier in Iraq who said he wants to get rid of Don Rumsfeld and that crowd, what did the Bush White House do? They called up Matt Drudge and said that reporter is gay. And even worse than that, he's Canadian. Oh, my God. He's a gay Canadian. There are gay Canadians reporting the news. This is disgusting. What are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? 800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis. Want to hear what you think? We got a few minutes left here on the IE America Radio Network.
Now, everything you
right
need
now,
for successful
it's is nighttime.
You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing
Hi,
by.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and
just
I host
kidding.
The Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to ieamericaradio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hey, delivery man, where have you been? Oh, mercy, it shows a sin. Mama, mama, don't be fast. Do not show your big, fine, shortening bread.
Yeah, we are raising shortening bread here, baby. Are you ready to donate your shortening bread to get people to register to vote? Paul Newman will donate his shortening bread, or at least his spaghetti sauce. He's got plenty of it, and he's willing to put his spaghetti sauce where his mouth is, and I want to know if you will. Now, Frank from Boston is going to cook up some of his chili, Paco's Rainbow Chili, to get people to register to vote. He'll give it out to anybody who comes down and fills out a voter registration form, and I want to know if you are in the plan here. 800-825-5937. Ian, you just called back from Southern California. I'm glad you did. What you got to say now?
Oh, hi, hi, Curtis. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to clear up some of your confusion earlier about patriotism. And
Yes.
I think it's very interesting what's going on right now. I mean, my family has actually been here since about 1620.
Oh my gosh! Did they come over on the Mayflower?
They certainly did.
Ooh.
They certainly did.
Like Sidney Biddle Barrow, the Mayflower madam.
Well, these are the Doubledays and the Adams and the Masons and so on.
Oh, great.
And I think what we're seeing now in this country is a situation that was very similar to what happened during the 1770s, 1780s, and where you had the patriots and you had the loyalists. Now, the loyalists comprised a significant part of the population, and they were loyal to King George.
Mm-hmm.
And you found a lot of the very rich merchants and a lot of the very ignorant poor. who were very, frightened of this idea of independence and democracy,
right,
and fought very, very hard for it. You had a lot of very rich and influential individuals who didn't want to rock the boat, wanted to keep the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're seeing right now. People who are calling themselves patriots and do not disagree and so on are, in fact, they are loyalists.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't. It's not the country that they are. They're getting behind. It's Bush they're getting behind, and that is not patriotism. I'm sorry.
That's right. This country is made up of a lot of people, most of whom don't have a pot to pee in. To put it bluntly, they don't have two nickels to rub together. But this country was always about working together, something bigger than just the leader. I always wondered. You know, what I say to people is, if you have a problem with me disagreeing with my government, you should go to Red China, where you can not disagree, where, in fact, you get thrown in prison for disagreeing with the government, because America is all about disagreeing. Democracy is a good argument. Democracy means having an argument. My name is Curtis Ellis. It's been a pleasure to be here with you tonight. I will be back tomorrow, and I will be off of my Food for Democracy kick, or maybe not. But I'm always glad to hear what you have to say, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow, and I'll be looking for your emails too at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com.
Miracles will happen.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
But we're never gonna survive.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A mortar shell has slammed into the U.S. Embassy in the Liberian capital of Monrovia as heavy fighting continues in the city. At least 60 people have been killed in the latest battle between rebels and the forces of President Charles Taylor. The U.S. has sent another 41 Marines to help secure the embassy, and 4,500 American soldiers have been told to be ready to go to Liberia. Steve Mort reports.
The decision to deploy more U.S. Marines came after shells rained down on the center of Monrovia. One hit an American diplomatic compound where at least 10,000 people have taken refuge across the street from the main U.S. embassy. Another shell hit a building inside the U.S. Embassy compound itself, but no one is believed to have been killed. The extra U.S. Marines have arrived to secure the embassy, and some 4,500 American sailors and Marines await possible orders to go to Liberia as peacekeepers. President Charles Taylor's pledged to resign and leave the country after peacekeepers arrive. Steve Mort, Washington.
Foreign ministers of the European Union issued a strong